Live mic is open this morning. We have two guests in the studio for a really, really important event that's happening at the end of June. It is the 11-day Power Play, the community shift, where everybody can take part. Everybody can help our community. And is this, Amy, the seventh year that you're going into?
It is. Can you believe
that? Yeah, that's a long, long run. I remember I was there for the very first year when the skates first hit the ice, and it was meaningful. It was touching because there were so many people there that have had cancer affect their lives. And the idea was, well, you explain the point and how it got started with the 11-day Power Play. What's the mission? How did it get started?
Well, our mission is to find a cure for cancer and support families that are going through it. And, you know, I'm a cancer survivor 14 years from my diagnosis. And it was important to us to do something about it and let people know that there is hope and there is support and our community cares. And that first year in 2017, we knew that we could not stop. We needed to keep going. The Buffalo community rallied around the 11-day, and here we are, 7 years later, still putting this event on with more than 2,300 participants this year, we expect. And it just, it's Buffalo. It's a Buffalo event. We started it, we lead it, but we have 350 volunteers and more than 2,000 players who really create this incredible event that gives back.
Amy, are you okay now? Like, I know you said that you're recovering, or you're clear. Like, where are you at personally?
Yep. I am in remission and good. Doing very well. So thank you.
You have raised a lot of money over the years. And tell me where the money goes. What is, with all the funds that are raised, who does it help?
So at Roswell Park, you know, research is just amazing. It's in our backyard. It's making incredible strides. And we support, you know, to find a cure. Immunotherapy is something that it helps all cancers. And I was somebody who received chemotherapy with immunotherapy 14 years ago. So we continue to support that. We support Camp Good Days, you know, kids at camp, their family members, and Make-A-Wish of Western New York, along with the Oshai Children's Hospital Cancer and Blood Disorders Program. That's a collaboration between Roswell Park and Children's Hospital.
I have a friend involved with that going through it right now. So what I can tell people is that what you do, what our community does, what 11-day Power Play does, makes a difference. What is your goal for this 2023 season of the 11-day Power Play community shift?
So every year we have a $1 million goal, and mm-hmm. we like to blow that out of the water, and we tend to do that. This year, it's special. It's you know, a seventh year that we hope to hit $10 million. We're, you know, $1.6 million is our goal this year. It was attainable in 2019 before COVID. Mm-hmm. We're back to 2,300 players, and we think we can reach it with the support of our community.
That's amazing. I'm going to pass the mic over to Mike at this point. Thank you, Amy. And Mike, I want to talk about the hockey component of it. Are you the hockey player in your family? Are you the guy that sort of brought this to the ice?
Yeah, I'm definitely not the best hockey player anymore. I have a son who's much younger, much better. My daughter played. We even got Amy out there to play street hockey during COVID when we switched to street hockey a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
But yes, in general.
So it's nice to have it back to where it belongs, which is on the ice. And this is all happening at Harbor Center, LeCom downtown. The dates, June 21st to July 1st.
Yep.
But I think what people need to understand with 11-day Power Play, if you've never taken part in it, it is a non-stop, continuous hockey game, correct?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You know, the players that we have work really hard and raise a lot of money. And as Amy just said, the money goes to really deserving causes that are important to us. But we also make it a great experience for the players that come down. We've got over 2,300 players that are going to play, and every 3 hours they come in and come out. So as you can imagine, it's, you know, around the clock for 11 days, players coming in, coming out on the ice, lots of activities, lots of action. You know, we have fun with it, and the players really enjoy the experience of it. So we're very proud of the event. We're very proud of how the feedback from the players, and it's important for us that the players have a memorable experience during that, because some of them play for some very deep reasons.
Yeah, it's deeply personal with a lot of people. Some people have gone through it, have recovered. Some people have lost family members to it. That's the deeply personal part of it, and it really does make a difference in it. Dude, I've seen people do this where they're literally skating, but at the end of it, they're in tears from yeah. You know, the importance of what they're doing. It's very meaningful. And it's unique. Is this the one of a kind? Like, there can't be another 11-day power play, is there?
We are not aware of a community shift. You know, other cities have done the world record event. That's only 40 players, but we are not aware of a community shift. We have lots of interest from others, and don't be surprised if we spread our wings at some point. But, yeah, we're not aware of this in other places, and it's very unique. We're very proud of it, obviously. And, you know, it at the end of the day, we're going to be raised at the end of this year, we're going to have raised $10 million over 7 years for some really important causes, and that's really the most important part of it all.
Mike, how do people get involved? And I want to talk about this from both angles: from if you want to put on skates and play and score a goal, or if you want to give financially and help you with that goal. How do people get involved?
So our teams are registered and pretty much set. You know, some rosters will be added to, that type of stuff. So from a player standpoint, we're pretty much all set. Okay. But Amy is always looking for volunteers. We use well over 300 volunteers every year. 11dayatpowerplay.com, there's an application for volunteers. We need folks, you know, doing check-in, helping with jerseys, just general help around the arena. And also folks that play hockey, if you could ref, that would be great. And it's not, you know, you don't have to be a registered ref or anything like that. It's really just dropping the puck and enjoying the experience. It's not hardcore reffing. But we do need those types of volunteers, and we'd love the community to reach out, and every year they do.
Where do we go to help? It's our website. What are we doing?
11daypowerplay.com. 11daypowerplay.com is our website, and it's very easy to navigate through there. You can find anything you need to find, including donating to players or teams or signing up to volunteer.
I hope you hit your goal and beyond. I know that you're looking for $1.6 million this year, and you're close to it. A little more would help, but your goal to do $10 million over 7 years is amazing, and thank you for everything that you do. Amy and Mike Lesikowski here to talk about the 11-day power play community shift. It's all new and back on the ice the way it should be after the COVID thing, but it takes place June 21st through July 1st. Again, Mike, what is the website where people can give?
11daypowerplay.com.
Thanks for talking to KISS 98.5.
Thank you.
I'm Nicholas Pickless. The 11-day power play is going on, and again, if you want to get involved, 11daypowerplay.com. That will be the website that you want to go ahead and make it happen. You're waking up with KISS 98.5.